ده مسلمة in general submit to the will of Allah. خلاص. Submit. That doesn't mean, and I want you to know this, doesn't mean it's easy. No, it is not. It is not. In part of my submission to Allah, I'm going to say, Ya Allah, this is very hard. I mean, this fasting is, but I talk about somebody who went through very difficult. Difficult marriage, difficult loss, difficult things that are difficult. And you're going to tell me I'm going to submit. So I go to him and I said, you told me to submit. Show me how and make it easy. But I'm not going to say it's not fair. Because if I say it's not fair, I'm not submitting. So Muslimat, mu'minat, you think of the others. لا يؤمن أحدكم. You are not a true believer unless you think of your brother and sister. You want them what you want for self. لا يؤمن أحدكم. I mean, just go and look at these hadiths. لا يؤمن, meaning you're not a perfect mu'min. You're a mu'min, but you're not the perfect mu'min Allah wants. The one meaning in this verse. And the mu'min is what? حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وأهله وماله. You are not a real believer unless Allah and Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام more beloved to you than your nafs and your wife or husband and your wealth. Me? That's us? So I need to now put iman, literally, go home today and just do it before Ramadan. So it will add to your list of du'as. Muslim, the complete submission to Allah. Of course, we believe in the five pillars. Alhamdulillah. Complete submission to Allah. Where am I? 2 out of 10, 5, 8, sometimes 10, sometimes 0. Analyze yourself. And if someone comes and gives you a feedback, take it. Don't be argumentative and don't be defensive. Because it could be as simple as Allah made them speak to give you a feedback. Don't say she hates me. Don't say she doesn't know me. You're defensive. Don't answer. Listen and take it and you go home. I remember someone asked me, she said, this is the feedback I got from a friend. I said, what did she say? She said, I'm arrogant. And she said to me, you know me, am I? And I said, you know what? May Allah reward her. No, this is serious. This woman cares about you. Because when someone gives you your shortcomings, it's a gift. Sayyidina Umar used to say, رحم الله امرئ أهدى إلي عيوب نفسي. May Allah bless that person who will gift me my shortcomings. So Muslim, submit to the will of Allah. You're 30 and the clock is ticking. That's not us. That's not. I will never, whatever. That's not us. Allah على كل شيء قدير. I tell my patients when I used to have an office and the result of the test says no way she will get pregnant. Period. A 21-year-old, I will never forget. It's one of the most painful moments. 21-year-old, her test came back. She is menopause. Period. And they have done it 3, 4, 5 times. They showed me all this. I said, let's repeat again. Things change. But she came in, absolutely, no way. And the first thing I said, you know what? Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Do you believe Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir? She said, of course, doctora. I said, then that's it. Medicine says, probably not. But medicine is not Allah. That's a Muslim. Muslim, mu'min, la yu'min ahadukum. Think of the others always. The first and the second is between you, Allah, and people. Al-qanit is between you and Allah. What is abida? Why did he put qanit or put abida? What is ibadah? Yes?
Ibadah is the act of worship.
Oh, thank you for translating. Ibadah is an act of worship. Really? Of course. So if I tell you what is the act of worship, all of you are going to tell me? Salah, Siyam, Zakah, Hajj, Hijab. Wallah, that's it? So I pray 5 times a day, or I did my Hajj, or I give my Zakah. I put my hijab, I'm done, bye, see you. Al-ibadah. Memorize this. All of you. And if you can write it down, write it down. Because it's going to change your perception of this deen. Because if the woman is a single mother, literally one of our staff in Jannah Institute, she has 6 children. 6. I don't know, I told her, I was like, I don't know how you are in the meeting smiling. Because every 2 seconds somebody jumps from the back. On Zoom. Here we go. Here we are, mashallah. Right? So not everybody can go to Taraweeh or stand up there for 20 Taraweeh for 3 hours or do i'tikaf. Not everybody. What about this? What about this woman? She can do ibadah? How about I was delivering a baby during many times during Adhan, and the nurse comes and puts the date in my mouth. I'm not going to be able to go for Taraweeh. Al-ibadah. Act of worship is best definition ever. Everything, كل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. Everything Allah loves and pleased with. Not yet. External and internal. Actions and sayings. Everything Allah loves, not only love, but pleased with, meaning the way you are doing it is pleasing to Him. And the act itself, He's pleased with. External, now internal, هذا internal is a different story. What I think, how I look at people, she comes in, she looks like she's from that country, she doesn't look like she is very wealthy, look at the purse she is carrying, and I'm making all this judgment. Absolute arrogant woman I am. It doesn't matter, I'm giving you lecture, doesn't matter, I memorize the Quran, doesn't matter, full of arrogance. I am not in a state of ibadah. So, كل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. Everything Allah loves and pleased with, internal and external, sayings and actions in general. Is this what I'm doing, act of worship? Yes or no? Yes or no? I didn't ask any other question. How many say yes? What I'm doing right now with all of you in this room. Yes? How many say yes? طيب. And how many say no? Did I see any? طيب. How many say, I have no idea? Come on, what is those who didn't raise their hand? What is that? You didn't. 80% did not raise their hand because they knew there is a secret in this question. Right? That's why you didn't raise it. So your answer is, I have no idea. And you're right, because you don't know why I'm sitting here. What is my niyyah with Allah? What is my intention? And no one can judge, and no one can say a word. I have no idea why you're sitting in front of me. Assume that I could be wrong. Your look can give me an impression, but I absolutely can be wrong. So ibadah is internal, external, act, saying Allah loves and pleased with. And He only, and pay attention to this, He is the only and the one and only who can judge that this is an act of worship. Because you don't know why I'm doing it or why you are doing it. Marriage can be a huge act of worship and can be a huge act of disobedience. Having children, wants to have a children, want to be rich, want to move in this country or that state or this state. Everything can be act of worship. It depends how you will do it. You need to have niyyah, intention in everything you do. Why did you come in today? Most of you would have said, because we want to meet me. That's not for Allah. Giving you up front. That's for a human being. And may Allah forgive me. You came here to learn? Or you came here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Rabbi, Ameen. But if you say this, He will test you. What happens if I didn't show up? He will reward you or He will not? He will reward you or He will not? Then why do you get upset? Or me, traveled 4 hours yesterday in this cold weather, go, come. And then I came in here, Sheikh Masmari called me, I'm very excited to come and see the community, and nobody showed up. Or they told me there will be, whatever, this number here, and only I see two or three people. If I get upset, I didn't come for Allah, whatever I say and claim. I came for me. I came so people will listen to me and see me and praise me. Major disobedience to Allah. Major. أول من تسعر بهم النار. Listen to this. The first one, human being, that the hellfire will be ignited with, that person. One of them is Hafiz al-Quran.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
First, one of them, more than one, but one of them is the person who memorized the Quran. Ouch. Why? I memorized the Quran. And none of you, Ya Rabbi, I mean. But that person will say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, I memorized the Quran. And he said, yeah, you did, but you didn't memorize it for me. You memorize it so people will say, you're a hafir. That's not an act of worship. So don't be the judge of the external, and don't judge each other by the external. It's everything Allah loves and Allah is pleased with, external, internal actions and sayings. So let me just finish this verse so you all are in the same, because I need you to know who is the real Muslim woman. So far, how many of us, don't show me hands, you say it to yourself, that I am really the Muslim woman. Allah would have replaced the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with me. مسلمات مؤمنات عابدات قانتات عابدات تائبات سائحات. They always fast. طيبات وأبكار. Doesn't matter if you're divorced or you're single. That's what he's telling you. Doesn't matter. Oh, she was divorced before. And we say this as a community. And we do that. Oh, my son, he wants to marry a divorced lady. And I said, and this is the verse. Thayyibatin wa abkara. Thayyibat meaning she's not virgin. She had been married before. Wa abkara, she's a virgin. That's to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And we as a community, I'm sure it's the same here. Oh, or I'm miserable in this marriage. Miserable. But what people will say about me, not what Allah will say about me. Always when the woman comes to me and says, this is it, I just want you to tell me, what should I do? I'm going to file for divorce. I ask three questions. Is this abuse, physical or verbal? Is there haram in the house? Is he pushing you to do haram? The answer is no, let's talk about it. Then we talk about it. And she has a point, but it's not enough to say yes and not enough to say no. I said, listen, you go to your home, sit down with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look at yourself. Where are you more pleasing to Allah? Inside the marriage or outside the marriage? If you are more pleasing to Allah inside the marriage, stay. If you are disobeying Allah inside that marriage, leave. You don't want to lose your dunya and akhirah. So let's all of us, the real Muslima, which I'm going to just summarize it, is the woman who her life, roam around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He likes it, I'm doing it. He doesn't like it, I'm not doing it. He's pleased with this way, I'm doing this way. He's not pleased with this way, I'm not doing this way. There is no I in this. There is no people told me or what people will say about me, not the Muslim woman. The Muslim woman, the focus, the center, is the one and only. It's not my friends, not my husband, not the children, not my career, not my wealth, not my beauty. It is him and him only. That's the Muslim woman. And in all these definitions that he gave, it summarized, and he then gave the explanation in the last verses that we started with. And he gave two examples of women who completely disobeyed Allah and they are in the hellfire, and two women who they are in Jannah. The two in Jannah is one is completely different life than the other. Completely. ضرب الله مثلا الذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون, the wife of Pharaoh. What did he do to her? What did he do to the woman who was helping her comb her hair? ماشطة امرأة فرعون. Do you know how he tortured her? When she said, I believe in Allah. He put every limb in one column. And then he asked them to pull the columns. And before he did that, she saw the cloud coming. And Allah was giving her the glad tidings of this verse. What did she say? نَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ. Ya Allah, save me from Fir'aun and what he's doing. وَابْنِ لِي بَيْتًا عِنْدَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The dua itself tells you who is her focus. Where is her center that she's roaming around? Build a house for me. نِلِي بَيْتًا لِي عِنْدَكَ with you فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Scholars tells you she chose the neighbor before the neighborhood. Because she wanted to be with Allah, she said, عِنْدَكَ with Allah فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And then Maryam ibn Imran, التي أحصنت فرجها. Allah always praised her that she was a virgin, yet he tested her with a child. صَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. She believed in everything Allah said, everything. كَلِمَاتِ, he said, the words. And she was from those who submit. How many Maryams in this room? I'm not talking about the names. I'm talking about the character. Character. If we are as a Muslim ummah, our woman, our Sayyida Maryam, we will be the leader of this world. We will be the leaders of this world. Because when the mother is a Sayyida Maryam, the child is Isa. It's very simple. It's very simple. I always say, وراء كل عظيم امرأة. Subhanallah, I met so many men, scholars, famous men, and they always introduce their wives. And all the time, if there's something not right in that man, in spite of the fame and whatever, whatever, if there's something not right, and then I meet the wife. Wallahi, and I said his name. And many of those people who are very mashallah, may Allah protect them, all these, especially many of the shiuch, you just meet their wives. Meet their wives. And you don't know how difficult it is to be the wife of a sheikh. Especially if he's, as they call it these days, celebrity sheikh. But you can see it. Let all of us be. How long we will live in this dunya? قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين. He said, how long you lived on this earth? How many years? I'm translating, right? قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. We lived a day or two. Ask those who are counting. قال بل لبثتم إلا قليلا. This is in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the end of the chapter, the believers. He said, yeah, you stayed in this earth little. Few. How many years? 40, 50, 60? What is the oldest person? It's 110. And then? Dead. What legacy you will leave behind you as a woman? As a Muslim woman? Have children, don't have children, married, single, you have career, you don't, you're very beautiful, you're average. It doesn't matter. The legacy has nothing to do with this. Nobody knows how Sayyidina Maryam looks like. Our imagination from what we see from the Christians. But there's no description. Right? No description how she is. Because it doesn't matter. Tall or short, doesn't matter. Fair or not, doesn't matter. It's not going to make you closer to Allah. The mother of Sayyidina Musa, Ummu Musa. Who is she? How old was she when she delivered him? when she threw him in the river. So each one of you here, Allah, there is a reason why Allah brought me to you and made you choose this topic. By the way, I didn't choose it. There's a reason Allah is sending you a message before Ramadan. Show Allah, I'm not going to be with you. And don't do it for any human being. That's not for Allah. Show Allah the best in you during Ramadan. And especially in the masajid. Show Allah the best. Show Allah the real Muslim, qanita mu'mina. She enters quietly. She puts the shoes in the right place. She prays whatever is available. She's so conscious of the people on her right, on her left. If the child starts crying, don't jump on that woman. She doesn't know. Show Allah the best in you. And don't be like those women. Sayyida Aisha, when she saw them, later after the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, she said to them, if a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saw you, he would have prevented one from coming to the masjid. Many times I remember this hadith when I enter masajid. So show Allah the best. Be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me say whatever I said and made you choose the topic, because there's a message to all of you. And may Allah make this journey easy for us. It's not easy. Everything I said is, inshallah, it's good. But it is not easy to practice on daily basis, on every step, but it is not impossible. Because if Allah said it in the Quran, that means we can do it. And if a human being can do it, we can do it. I can do it, you can do it. But I need to put it as a priority, as a goal. And may Allah make it easy for all of us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.